What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Nightcap Hour number 3 here on a Thursday night. Week 3 of the NFL season, Sean, is underway.
Yes, sir.
Carolina Panthers winning and covering 24-9, but it comes at a cost. J.C. Horn, broken foot, that according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, and Christian McCaffrey leaving with a hamstring injury. So a costly victory, but they get the victory nonetheless. The Panthers, I believe, as of right now, the best defense in the NFL. And your guy right there, you've been talking about Hassan Reddick.
Brought
quite
in
some time
to put pressure on the quarterback, and that's exactly what he did tonight.
Two tackles,
1.5 sacks, 3 quarterback hits, and also a tackle for a loss. A guy that Matt Rhule knew very well
Temple.
Because he was his best defensive player at the Temple team that beat the University of South Florida in 2016 up in Philadelphia.
That was a mean team. That was a tough team.
It was.
They
were good.
What Matt Rhule, I mean, getting to know Matt Rhule, you coached against him when you were at USF, mm-hmm. He was at Temple, then you coached with him, you know, with that internship that you mentioned. What stands out about Matt Rhule?
His leadership qualities.
I mean, he goes to Temple, and I know Al Golden had good things going there at Temple, but he got Temple to a level that I don't know if it'll ever be matched at Temple. I mean, College Game Day went to Temple for a game.
Right.
Then he goes to Baylor. At the lowest of the lows after the Art Briles situation, he takes them to a Big 12 championship game. Mm-hmm. You know, gets them to, I believe, a New Year's Six Bowl. And then he takes the Carolina Panthers job, and here we are. They're 3-0. They're dealing with injuries. What is it about Matt Rhule?
Leadership.
You mentioned leadership.
Leadership. Just leadership.
Just leadership?
Yes, leadership. His ability to lead men. Very rare that coaches have that. And it's a genuine origin from where the leadership comes from, and he does. And that's why he's been successful at all of his stops. I think it emanates in his interviews. That's why I think he's gotten jobs quicker than people with his resume, even though his resume is rock solid. It's not like he's won championships at all these places before he's got a promotion, but it just speaks to his ability to interview. And the genuineness that comes off when he interviews, and it's actually a part of who he really is.
And it's been impressive to see what he's been able to do, taking over for Ron Rivera after he got let go midseason, and now they're 3-0, and an opportunity to keep this train rolling. But dealing with some injuries, like it was last year with Christian McCaffrey, so we will see the severity Looking ahead to Sunday, seeming like, as you look at the NFL landscape here, Sean, it's feeling more and more likely that Carson Wentz will not be playing for the Indianapolis Colts. Sprained both his ankles last week. And, you know, for Tennessee, who lost week one, had the miraculous comeback, winning in overtime against the Seattle Seahawks last week at home, you've really got an opportunity here if you're the Tennessee Titans. I won't say to throw the knockout punch, but, man, this is huge for the Titans to go up two games on the Colts, get a head-to-head victory, and they're laying now six at some spots against Indianapolis.
I think we're going to find out who Indy is, or who Tennessee is, not Indy, because we kind of know what Indy is. Indy's slightly flawed and in a position where if they had an elite quarterback, they're a AFC championship contender. I don't really know who Tennessee is. Tennessee was down, I think it was 24-9 late in that game against Seattle, and some things happened that just kind of all bounced in their favor, and they end up winning the game in overtime. So I still can't get the visual of their performance versus the Arizona Cardinals in week one out of my mind.
They just got smashed.
Yeah, so I'm going to find out a lot because I know Indy on some levels will test them significantly. Now, how is Jacob Eason going to play? Anyone who says they know is still guessing.
Yeah, and you saw it right there. We showed a graphic for those checking us out, YouTube TV, VSiN.com, wherever you may be watching, and Jacob Eason getting, you know, thrust into action here. There was a moment in the in training camp where it felt like Jacob Eason was going to be the starter week one.
Do you think he ever really separated himself from Sam Ehlinger during the preseason? And that was after a lot of snaps. You know, to me, that's what worries me, is it wasn't like this was Jimmy Garoppolo in the preseason when he was still with the Patriots. Right. And it just was a matter of time, if things went right, that this was his team. Like, you came out of the preseason feeling like, I know Carson Wentz isn't that good, but I'm not sure that Jacob Eason is anywhere close to being the answer. He came into the end of the Rams game, and that's a tough spot after having sat the entire game, but he didn't look like he was the answer. So now he's going to go on the road against a team that understands how much of an advantage they have if they can win this game in the Tennessee Titans. I just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, you almost have to lay the wood with Tennessee.
Yeah, to me right now with the questions, it's, you know, I don't like laying chalk all that much, and especially this year with the way that dogs have been performing. And the Colts were a dog last week. I took the Colts last week plus
Marshall
the 3.5.
Marshall covered for you tonight.
Marshall got it done.
At the same time, the Panthers were a road favorite.
Yeah.
Yep, and went in and so.
You laid the wood.
Yeah. I just
told sometimes you can't just blindly bet the dogs. You got to lay the wood every once
right.
in a while.
That's right. I told you there's no way that I saw Davis Mills and that Houston Texans offense getting over 10 to 13 points. I just didn't think it could happen. I thought that Carolina would at minimum be in the 24 range. You know, that was enough.
It was a little bit of a sweat for you?
Yeah, because of some boneheaded mistakes. I mean, they went for it on 4th-and-1 inside the 5. I mean, they had more penalties, you know, than the officials had flags. I think they had to bring in extra flags.
Well, they had 7 penalties in the first half.
Don't cut me off when I'm making a joke. I think the officials had to bring in extra flags at the half because they had thrown so many in the first half. They were all dirty.
Sorry.
That's okay. Now you can talk.
I was expecting the punch. I didn't know the punchline was coming. I was just telling the people how many penalties there were. Sorry.
It was a lot. How many? What was the exact number?
8.
It's crazy. And I think 7 in the first half.
7 in the first half.
Yeah.
Carolina outgained Houston 407 to 193. No running whatsoever for Houston tonight. They averaged 3.9 yards per play. They had 42 yards on the ground on 17 carries. That's a 2.5 yard per carry average.
Wow.
So the under, if you had that, was a very easy winner. But I just want to keep playing off this graphic. So, you know, Davis Mills, backup quarterback, gets the start tonight. They don't cover. Very vanilla game plan. First career start. Throws for 168 yards. Goes well under his total. Brad Evans cashes his favorite bet in this game, which was under 34.5 yards.
He got lucky.
He did. That pass that was completed to Brandon Cooks late at the end of the first half, Aaron and I were sitting here saying, oh, how long was that? It was 30 yards. So we mentioned Jacob Eason, not a great feel. What about the other three backups that started the year? Now, Justin Fields was always expected to take that job at some point. So it's now Justin Fields' job. And if you look at the point spread, it is now trending towards Cleveland. You're seeing a lot of 7.5s here locally. Still some 7s offshore in favor of Chicago. This is a road game facing a pretty solid defense in the Cleveland Browns there.
So I have it that it opened at 9 and it's dropped to 7.5.
That is correct.
So the book is saying that Justin Fields is better than Andy Dalton.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Again, I had a lot of games available this week. I'm a huge Justin Fields guy, but I don't know on the road how he's going to handle that environment. And more so than how Justin's going to play, I don't trust Nagy.
Yeah.
I don't trust him to go in with a game plan that allows Justin not to be handcuffed and actually allows him to play quarterback. I can see him now going in, well, you know, we don't want to expose him to making any mistakes. Well, how are you going to win the game?
Right.
No, we're just going to limit, you know, when we throw the ball. Well, how are you going to get first downs? You know, and I can see a coach like him making these kind of mistakes in this situation. Because, like every coach, he has a lot of pride. His pride is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
His reputation's already burnt. I mean, the Matt Trubisky era, like, killed
Mitch, Matt,
one of them. A very forgettable run. His pride is on the line here because he defended Andy Dalton.
QB1.
Yeah, and we saw Andy.
When he's healthy, he's number one.
Yeah, Andy didn't play terrible, but he didn't play anywhere near winning football either. So if Justin comes out and balls, now it's like, yo, coach, you know, kind of couple last weeks, we probably could have did this. You know, maybe we're 1-1 instead of 0-2. Come on. So it's going to be interesting. I'm pulling for the young man.
So you're pulling for Justin Fields, which makes sense.
I'm not betting the game.
Yeah, I was going to say this feels like
I'm just going to watch.
I have Cleveland -1 to close out the teaser that started tonight with Carolina because I think they're going to win. You're playing a rookie quarterback. You're at home. You know, with that defense, I think you're going to be able to put a lot of pressure on Justin Fields and have him make some mistakes. And you know. You know this. We should have asked Warren about it. When you've got a rookie out there, mm-hmm. there are ways to confuse him with
depend on the rookie.
Do you think, now I guess,
yeah.
with what we know from a lot of these quarterbacks coming in, it's kind of first or second read, right, in college?
But you have to be true to who you are as a defense. So if you're not a defense that disguises a whole lot, you don't change it all up because you have a rookie quarterback. You do what you do. And you try and get pressure on the quarterback, and hopefully he panics and turns the ball over.
Much more to come. It is the nightcap here on VSiN. A couple injuries in the college football world. Is that going to affect the line? Discuss those next. Stick around. It's the nightcap here on VSiN.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is a nightcap here on VSiN alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King. I am Tim Murray. A nice win for the Carolina Panthers tonight, 24-9. They get the cover for my guy, Sean King. Keep my teaser alive as well. So happy days. Also, the lone college football game. Whew. Official ruling. Is that a bad beat?
Bad. I mean, it's a great play.
A smart play. Nate Noel, the running back for Appalachian State, was 31-30, App State leading Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Game closed seven and a half, depending on where you got it, when you got it. I had Marshall plus 7.5. 31-30.
Mm-hmm.
Minute and change to go. Marshall's out of timeouts. Noel breaks through the hole, and Marshall clearly has been told, let them score, because that's the only way we can win.
All right.
So the defenders just pull away, and Noel alertly recognizes that and slides down to the grounds. App State kneels it out. They win 31-30, the final score. Marshall covers. App State gets the victory. Heads-up football play, but, you know, we talked about it yesterday about some of the quotes. Are there some App State boosters not happy with that young man?
Facts. Seriously.
Well, here's the thing. He scores. Marshall, with Grant Wells, very quality quarterback, can lead that team down the field in a minute and 15 seconds.
Listen, I'm going to throw your own words right back in your own face. Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Thundering herd. Yeah. That's right. Get it done.
Yeah. They were trying to give up the cover.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. See? They were trying to get up the cover. So 31-30, the final score. Over hits in that game as it went off 59 here at Circa, 59.5 at DraftKings, and App State gets the win. Marshall gets the cover. Got a couple games tomorrow, including a game that there's some disagreement here at VSiN, because Scott Seidenberg, who's going to join us in our last segment, He likes the Liberty Flames tomorrow night. Lay in the wood at the Carrier Dome.
I'm going to leave the game alone now.
Chris Felica was just on, and he said he likes Syracuse.
Again, with the ESPN guys, and I listen, Chris is an icon when it comes to this. He's one of the reasons that we even have some of these platforms.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he's
he
kind
of was on the forefront of, you know, putting the bear on the wheel and kind of
still got it up there.
Softly introducing fact that, you know, people do wager on these games. It's not like taboo. At the same time, Syracuse produces a lot of the execs in our business. So I think there might be some personal ties.
I wouldn't go that far.
To the Orangemen and their media program.
I think he's embracing a little bit of a stinky line.
Listen,
I think this line is short.
I work with Sterling Gilbert. I'm not backing a Sterling Gilbert-led offense. Just not doing it.
I went out and said that Malik Willis is going to be the number one overall pick. That was one of my overreactions.
So then you have to take Liberty.
So I got to back my guy here.
Why not?
So
they beat them by more than that last year, right?
They crushed them last year. Won by like 3 touchdowns.
So how are they? Is this at Syracuse?
Yes.
How are they? Wasn't it in Syracuse last year?
Yes.
So how are they going back again?
Probably a 2-for-1 type of deal because you're at Liberty and you're playing Syracuse.
But generally the second time happens on the back.
I don't know. COVID last year, whatever.
Here's what it is. Friday night, we'll see. I still like Liberty in this game. A touchdown doesn't seem like a lot. You know, Liberty's kind of been a covering machine, right?
11 straight covers.
Yeah.
11 straight covers. Hugh Freeze, since getting to Liberty, I believe is 17-7 against the spread.
I mean, Syracuse just gave up 24 points to Albany.
Oh, you know what it was? Remember the Hugh Freeze? The Hugh Freeze bed game.
When he was up stairs in like
and
a
Dino
a
Babers did
bed.
Like the thumbs up. That was at Liberty. So I guess
it was
one at Liberty and now back
that was
to back
against Syracuse?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That was at Syracuse. So
yeah.
It feels a little Admiral Akbar-y. It's a trap. Under a touchdown, it just seems too easy. So we'll see. I would lean towards Liberty because they're just a better football team, but it feels like everybody's going to be on Liberty. CJ Stroud is likely out. Does it matter? Probably not. They're playing Akron. This line actually opened 53. It is now down to 48.5. I don't know if it was necessarily because of the injury. I think it's just that's a ton of points.
What's wrong with Malik Willis? Have we heard?
Malik Willis?
I mean, CJ Stroud, sorry.
He's dealing with a shoulder injury.
Sorry. We didn't get an exact diagnosis.
Nursing a shoulder injury per Ryan Day, and the staff felt like a week off would be good for him as they head into Big Ten play.
Listen, CJ, if you're listening, you never want to hear that. Yeah. Go in the training room right now and say, Coach, I'm fine, I'm playing. You don't want to hear that. You know, hey, why don't you just take this week off?
There was a quarterback competition.
Yeah.
This offseason, Stroud won it. But
it's them silently
Kyle McCord
saying,
and Jack Miller are going to get
Let's look at someone else. And you've got to be thinking to yourself, okay, I've gone up against Minnesota with a whole offseason to prepare for me. I went up against Oregon, who looks like they're legit.
Mm-hmm.
And now my counterpart's going to get Akron.
Well, CJ got to play last week against Tulsa, where it was kind of a mixed bag.
What's Tulsa's record? Last 11 times that they've played top 25 ranked teams or Power 5 teams, whatever that record is.
Or UC Davis.
Well, but I know, but they cover.
Oh, yeah, they covered.
Yeah, they covered. And they play tight games against.
It was a touchdown game in the fourth quarter.
But that's what Tulsa does.
Interesting thought there about CJ Stroud.
Oh, yeah. Don't miss the game, bro. What's his name? Wally Pipp?
Yeah.
Don't miss the game.
This is some tough news for USC. So Keaton Slovis got banged up against Washington State, and Jackson Dart came in and looked really impressive, man.
Got to be a good player with that name.
Right?
Yeah, Jackson Dart.
Jackson with an X. But he just had surgery. Repair a meniscus injury. He is out indefinitely. So Keaton Slovis, I would imagine, we'll be back for the Trojans. But that's tough. I mean, Jackson Dart was
from Kaysville, Utah.
That was impressive to watch Dart out there. They got Oregon State this week
like
at home.
I kind of like Oregon State in this game.
Yeah? Catching the points?
Yeah.
11 right now?
Chance Nolan's been playing good. And remember, it wasn't Kenny White. It was one of our guests that really was high on Oregon State coming into the season. Then they went to Purdue and failed to cover, but then they bounced
back.
They
were right there.
Who was it, Aaron?
Oh, Jimmy Ott. Yeah, Jimmy Ott liked that spot.
Yes, he liked Oregon State, though.
Against Purdue.
Yeah, he liked them overall this year, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're a better team than they're given credit for. I like them in this spot. I really do.
I want to tell you about the craziest travel spot. So remember Banksy last week asking about travel in the NFL?
You mean Banksy of the Guarantee?
Yeah. Banksy of the Stanford cover, winner over me.
They had a strong last Friday.
They did.
Banksy guaranteed Stanford and Wilbo guaranteed Dallas.
Yep. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Banksy's reports say that he is back on Banksy Does North America. So he will not be in studio tomorrow.
Okay.
But we will have to get a pick from him, his favorite pick. But how about this?
For our new listeners, Banksy is Darren Banks.
Darren Banks.
Who's one of the hosts here at the Circa.
Former Boston
Casino,
Bruin.
Casino, former Boston Bruin. Wilbo is head of Stadium Swim here at Circa. So if you guys want to come over and you look trying to meet Big Balls or Banksy.
There are guys.
Those are the two.
And they're here every Friday. Derek will be in studio, of course, tomorrow. Keyshawn Johnson, another one of your former teammates, going to be on the show tomorrow,
Give
too.
Give me the darn ball!
But how about this
You know what? I just figured out what you are.
What?
Just a flashlight.
A flashlight?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Remember he called Wayne Corbett a flashlight? Said he was a star, and Wayne Corbett was just a flashlight.
Yeah. I like Wayne Corbett.
Me too. He actually beat us on a halfback pass that game, that year, from Martin. They got down in the
red zone. Curtis Martin.
Yeah,
Wayne Corbett?
Yeah, they went like full tailback toss, and he threw a halfback pass that Corbett caught in the back of the end zone to beat us.
Wayne Corbett, Hofstra.
Giovanni Carmazzi.
Nice pull. Nice.
Greatest player in Hofstra history, baby.
But San Jose State, just something to keep in mind. San Jose State, if you're up late last weekend, playing Hawaii, beat them 17-13. Game ended around 1 a.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
You fly back home. They're going to Kalamazoo to take on Western Michigan for a 11 a.m. Pacific start.
A Western Michigan team that just beat Pitt, though. Could there be a letdown on both sides?
I really didn't want them to win that game.
Maybe the under. What's the total?
You're looking at Western Michigan's defense is terrible. 62.5 is what we're looking at there. The Circa Millions lines are out. We'll take a look at those and maybe wrapping our minds around what we should play if we were in Circa Millions. That's Sean. I'm Tim. Come on back right here on the Nightcap.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Tomorrow's episode of the Ron Flatter Racing Pod comes from Arlington Park, where general manager Tony Petrillo discusses Saturday's final race card in the track's 94-year history. Trainer Robertino Di Dorio talks about Keep Me In Mind's bid to pull off an upset at Saturday's $1 million Pennsylvania Derby. Rand Park Casino Sportsbook Director Dwayne Colucci handicaps weekend races. Subscribe now at iHeart, Apple, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher. Download it tomorrow morning at vsin.com/podcasts. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod is sponsored by First Bet. That's Sean King, former Super Bowl champ, Tampa Bay Buck. Had Warren Sapp on earlier tonight. Another one of his teammates, Keyshawn Johnson, on the show tomorrow.
Doing big things on the Nightcap.
I am Tim Murray, and you're going to be on the, aren't you going to be on the Ron Flatter Racing Pod soon?
I was on it. We put it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Got Breeders' Cup coming up. I'm doing research.
Going to go?
Don't know yet.
Isn't it down?
Del Mar.
Yeah.
It's on this side. Depends.
Got to get down there.
Yeah.
What weekend is that?
I don't like to travel during football.
Apparently not. I know. We've been pushing you to try to go out to SoFi. Warren's going to be there?
Yep.
I think you need to go.
I don't know.
You should go. Probably SoFi not. Stadium?
Probably not.
Probably not. At least you're honest. Yeah. Appreciate the honesty. That's always... Honesty is a good trait. And you're being honest.
Facts.
Before we get into the Circa Million lines, this was a couple things. David Culley, first-time head coach, certainly took some rightful jabs for his decision to decline a penalty and then punt the ball away. Well, tonight, facing a 4th-and-4 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, at the 39-yard line of Carolina, Coach Culley decided to punt the ball away.
Smart.
Yeah.
He wants to stay in the national conversation.
With a...
just saying.
Surrender index. With a surrender index of 47.03, this punt ranks at the 99.6th percentile of cowardly punts of the 2021 season and in the 99.1 percentile of all punts since 1999.
What'd you call that thing?
It's called the surrender index. It's a Twitter feed.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a Twitter feed. It has 43,000 Twitter followers.
Now we're going to Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
David Culley on taking a penalty on 4th and 4 from the Carolina 39, then punting. Well, at that point, we're still just playing the game right there. We did what we need to do to have some momentum, and we didn't have any.
Yeah, okay.
Okie dokie, coach. Another thing.
Maybe he just shouldn't do the press conference.
Yeah.
Or just do like Belichick. Okay.
We're on to whoever Houston plays next.
Right, yeah. You know, just sometimes less is more.
So this was tweeted out earlier tonight from Ian Rappaport.
E-Rap.
The wild card weekends. Normally, it's wild card weekend, and then that Monday is the national championship for college football.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 17 games now.
Right.
There's now 18 weeks. So week 18 concludes on January 9th. January 10th is the national championship. Remember that, because the NFL, per Rappaport, is tinkering with its wild card weekend, likely to have it conclude on Monday night. That would mean 2 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday, and 1 on Monday night.
And compete with the national championship?
No. Because it's the next week.
Oh, okay.
Because now the regular season ends on January 9th. January 10th is the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card weekend's the following weekend. 2 Saturday, which would be that 4:30 and then 8 o'clock Eastern. Then you'd have 1, 4, and 8 Sunday, and then you'd have Monday night.
But the Monday night team has to turn around on a short week and play the following weekend?
Well, the Sunday team, some Sunday teams do too. Some of those Sunday teams that play on Saturday.
Right, but it's still a full 7 days. I mean, go on Monday night, now you get a day less.
No. If you play on Sunday and you play on Saturday the next week, that's 6. So if you play Monday, obviously if you play Monday, you cannot play on that Saturday.
Right. Well, if you tell me that, then okay.
Yeah. There's no way.
That would be some caveats.
They would not allow that to happen. But it would be still a short week. You would get Monday to Sunday, obviously. Yeah. But it would be huge for ratings.
So the two teams they want to lose would be the first Monday night. Because they're at a huge disadvantage.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the Sunday teams, too. If you have to go
to
go from Sunday to Saturday, you're at a disadvantage.
But if you're a team that played Saturday and you have a game the following Sunday, and you're playing somebody that played Monday night, I mean, that's a huge disadvantage to whoever played Monday night.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Huge.
But it'll mean huge ratings.
Yeah.
Monday night, another Monday night opportunity, playoff game. I like it.
We'll do it.
Who cares
if it's healthy or not? Just do it.
Right. Well, that
it makes money.
That's clearly what the league has already said with the 17th game and not expanding rosters. All right, let's get to the Circa Million. Tomorrow, I'm a little bummed that I didn't think of this earlier.
I have my games picked out, too.
Me and you,
mm-hmm.
Team Nightcap,
okay.
Starting this week, we are going to pick our 5 favorite plays. We have to come to a consensus.
Uh-oh.
On our 5
favorite
plays.
Well, how about let's do it like this then? That'll take all show. You can go first. You pick a play. I pick a play. You pick a play. I pick a play. And we have to agree on the 5th one.
Can we get like veto power in here? Like at least 1 veto? Like if you really hate a play.
Aaron can be the tiebreaker.
If I say,
on the argument.
Well, let's just say like, for instance, I said I like Colts +5.5. You'd be like, I hate that. Veto.
No.
I'm just saying.
Your first 2, you get to go with, regardless.
All right. So let's take a look at the Circa Millions. We're going to do this tomorrow.
Okay.
But let's just take a look at it. Obviously, we can't play Panthers-Texans. That game already took place.
I already know what I want. So
Cardinals and Jags. So you want to try also if you can find a little bit of a stale line, a little bit of an advantage there. Do you take that? Cardinals-Jags. There is a 7, but mostly 7.5s out there in the marketplace. Colts, Titans, that's up to 6 in a lot of spots.
But Circa you get Millions the number that's locked in, right?
Correct. Okay. This is the line. This is locked in.
This is almost like one of those cards.
The parlay cards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ravens, Lions, that is sitting at Ravens laying 8. Washington and the Bills, Washington plus 7.5. Saints and Patriots, Patriots laying 3. That is still 3. There's a 2.5 at DraftKings. Chargers and Chiefs, that's a 6.5 in favor of the Chiefs. That is up to 7 in most spots, so you'd be getting a bad number if you like the dog. Actually, no, you'd be getting a good number. I beg your pardon. Sorry, I'm crazy. You're getting a bad number if you like the dog, because it's up to 7. Falcons, Giants. That is now 3 for Circa Millions.
Is that the
purposes.
Sunday? No, that's not Sunday night. Okay.
Bengals, Steelers, 3. Dolphins, Raiders, 4. Jets and Broncos is 10 for Circa Millions. Bucks, minus 1.5 at the Rams. Seahawks, minus 1.5 at the Vikings. That is some 2s out there for that. And then Packers and 49ers sitting at 3.5 for the contest. That is 3 across the board. I like the Packers because we're getting a really good spot getting that hook on Sunday Night Football because it is 3 pretty much across the board. So I think the Packers would be a good play because we're getting that hook in favor.
I'm not telling what I'm going to pick tomorrow. I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at it.
Well, what jumps out at you? Let's talk it out.
Teams with bad quarterbacks.
Okay.
Or rookie quarterbacks. Fade them.
So you're looking at
Titans,
5.5.
Yep. Jaguars. And I'm talking about taking the other team. I'm just calling out the Titans because Jacob Eason is playing for the Colts on the road.
So you're looking at taking the Browns, minus 7, against the Bears.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem doing that.
What about, this is actually a good number. It might be one that is interesting. Let me look at it right here. Oh, it's not, there was 3.5 for most of the week. Cincinnati.
You know, I'm going to bet against Pittsburgh out of spite. I'd be fine doing that.
I'm really mad at myself. I wanted to bet Cincinnati, and the loser goes to spoil. I wanted the 3.5. It's gone.
I really don't care if Pittsburgh loses all their games, the rest of them. Gets the number one pick next year in the draft.
They get Malik Willis?
I'm sure they're going like a six-game run of wins now that they knocked me out of Survivor.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There are the Circa Million lines. Tomorrow, Sean and I will come to an agreement on 5.
After the break, we got to decide who we're betting on in the Ryder Cup.
Well, Scott Seidenberg is going to come in, too. We'll talk to him, and we'll talk about what we're going to do with the Ryder Cup. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. It is the Nightcap here on VSiN. As we bid farewell for the evening, we'll hand it off to Scott Seidenberg. Look ahead Sunday through Thursday. So we'd like to wrap up his work week with a little look ahead, so to speak, to the show. But before we get there, Sean, we have some business. Maybe Scott can get in. You want to hammer down some Ryder Cup plays. So what do you got there, Mr. King?
Taking Tiger Woods for most points.
He is not performing this weekend.
I'm
probably
gonna
get some really good odds, though.
I bet. I'm going to go.
Is it un-American to take Europe to win?
So
no, I'm definitely betting Europe to win.
So is that un-American?
Once again, I think the way to go about it is
I'm definitely betting
you
Europe
bet,
to win.
You bet Europe to win, and if you can get to a DraftKings, bet the United States to win by 3.5 or more. Minus 3.5 at plus 125.
So I'm taking Europe, and for my 3 players, I'm going to take Justin Thomas, Shane Lowry, and Patrick Cantlay.
Okay.
Have the most points.
Most points. Yeah. So Justin Thomas, 8-1.
Yeah.
Cantlay, 10-1. And then we talked to Steve Sands earlier today, he said he likes Shane Lowry. The issue with Shane Lowry is that he is not playing in one of the events tomorrow. So you want to try to get a guy who's going to be in five of them. But yeah, Justin Thomas, he likes Cantlay. The way he's been putting, he's been tremendous. But yeah, I think it's either USA by 3.5 or more, which is plus 125 at DraftKings, or you got to take Europe. I mean, Europe is one. Four out of the last five, seven out of the last nine.
And plus 240.
And as Steve Sands, who is there, said, it feels like Ireland right now. Mm. It's cold, it's windy. It looks like an Irish course. So Ryder Cup gets going bright and early tomorrow morning. I think 5:30. Yeah.
Oh, Eastern.
Eastern.
Yeah,
5:30 a.m.
So I got to do it tonight.
Yeah, get it in now. Get your plays in there, son.
Sweet.
You'll just take your winnings from the Panthers covering and reinvest it.
I shall not. I shall take a small percentage of my winnings from the Panthers.
All right, Scott Seidenberg's in here at Scott's On Air. He'll be on as he is each and every weekday night. Well, I guess not. Sunday through Monday. Or Sunday through Thursday, excuse me. Breaking things down.
I'm going to start opting out of this on Thursdays.
Why?
Because I'm tired of you guys with this good-looking hair sitting up here, and I'm over here bald, ducked off in the corner. So either Scott's got to get
shave the hair,
either
man.
Scott's got to give me some kind of toupee that looks real.
Mm. Listen, this is a fresh cut today, so I feel good about it.
I'm complimenting you guys. Good about
getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, man. Both of y'all.
That's exactly. And this guy's going to Chicago. I mean, come on.
Hopefully he's getting a haircut before he leaves.
Another one? I just got a haircut last week.
Don't embarrass us if you go to the game day set. Don't be out there embarrassing us.
I know. We just
conduct yourself with class and professionalism.
Well, he's going to be holding up a sign behind the crew. Yeah.
Sean King's co-host.
Tulane versus everybody.
USF over 3.5.
It's still getting there. I don't know how, but it's getting there.
They got BYU this weekend.
I did not expect them to beat NC State or Florida. Those are their only two losses.
That's true. They beat FAMU last weekend. Now they got BYU.
They're probably going to lose that one, too, because it's in Provo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laying north of 3 touchdowns. I really want to bet USF, but I can't.
Oh, no. It's other games on the slate.
I can't.
Let's tell you about betting bad teams.
I know.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him out of this habit.
I like, as you say, I like pain.
Yeah, when you bet bad teams, I mean, it's painful to watch.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Sometimes it's enjoyable, like when Illinois got us some money last week.
That's true.
But, Scott, you mentioned College Game Day. It'll be in Chicago. Chris Felica was on the show earlier tonight. Chris Felica likes Syracuse tomorrow.
See why.
Your case, as you wrote it up on VSiN.com, your case on the Liberty Flames.
See, the reason why he likes Syracuse is because of the situational spot. It's a primetime game, and they're a home underdog.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he likes it. And I understand that, right? Traditionally, this is where you would go. You look for these traditional spots. Let me get a primetime home dog, national television, and this is a good spot to bet them.
And just, sorry to interrupt, but last Friday night, we saw Louisville outright winner over UCF at home, and then Illinois covered against Maryland.
So I understand the situational spot. But we just saw these two teams play last year, and everybody essentially has come back from both of these teams, especially from Liberty. What's going to be different about this game this year? There's going to be fans in the stadium. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that. The Carrier Dome can be an intimidating place if you've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand walking in there and going, wow, this place is massive, right? Liberty just played there last year. They're not going to be fazed by the magnitude of the building. All right, maybe the crowd will be loud because people will be excited for a game against a good team like Liberty, but it's not like it's a top 25 team or a top 10 team coming in to play Syracuse, nor is it a conference opponent. It's the Liberty Flames, and Liberty, with Hugh Freeze, has won 14 of their last 15 games. Malik Willis is now the fifth favorite to win the Heisman Trophy with the way that he has been playing this year, and I would put a flyer on him.
Number one pick.
At plus 2,000. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know, the guy's got, what, 7 passing touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns. He's playing out of his mind. He might be the top dual threat quarterback in the country. Remember, he was at Auburn and doing great things until Hugh Freeze got him to come to Liberty. The defense for Liberty is really where this game is going to separate itself. They allow 58 rushing yards per game. That's it.
Sean Tucker, got to shut him down.
They have only, they play, have a good road win against Troy. So it's not like they haven't gone on the road and win. Mm-hmm. All right, good road win against Troy. This is a Liberty team that is going to continue this winning, their winning ways. Their offense is going to be too much for Syracuse's defense to stop, even though Syracuse's defense had looked better this year.
Oh, yeah.
They still haven't faced an offense that even looks close to Liberty. The best offense they faced this year is Rutgers, and Rutgers' offense is terrible. So now you got this Liberty offense going in there. Syracuse is not going to be able to contain them. They weren't able to contain them last year in a blowout loss, and the Syracuse offensive line is still as bad as it was last year, and they're not going to be able to get their ground game going against this Liberty defense that has a stout run defense. I think it's going to be tough sledding all day for Syracuse. They're going to be in three and longs a lot, plus Dino Babers is on the hot seat. He doesn't know what the heck he's doing. He's got a two-quarterback rotation now.
They're both terrible.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes when you have a two-quarterback rotation, sometimes when you have a two-quarterback rotation, you're like, you know what? We got one guy that's a dual threat. We're going to let him run the football and see what happens. But no, he's got two guys that are exactly the same. So Tommy DeVito's probably going to start. He's not going to do much. They're going to keep switching throughout the course of the game. They're never going to get anything going
on
offense.
Tommy DeVito the mayor of Syracuse yet? That dude has been there for about a decade.
No, you're thinking of...
this is a Liberty double-digit win.
The kid before him that was there for like 17 and a half years.
DeVito's been there a long time, too.
The kid before him was more... All you had to say was Sterling Gilbert's the OC, so...
Did he kick your dog?
Hey, man, listen, man. I'm just telling you. My whole Carolina winnings, the majority of it's going on Liberty tomorrow. So I hope you're wrong, Chris Felica.
And the spread has moved from 6 to 6.5. I locked it in at 6, 6.5. I'm still fine. Anything under a touchdown.
South Point has 7 now.
See, it's rising because Liberty's going to win this by double digits.
I took earlier this week, I took a little bit on Liberty 6. I'm a little, as my mind works, I'm a little skittish because this seems like it's too good to be true under a touchdown.
But... See, here's what I know. Coaching, huge advantage, Liberty.
Yes.
Magnitude and meaning of the game in the big picture. Advantage Liberty. They know they have an island game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's watching. For most people in the country, this is the only time they're going to see Liberty play.
So
Hugh is going to pull out all the stops.
Hugh Freeze, by the way, just a reminder, has covered 11 straight games. Yeah.
Plus, Syracuse only has two good players, Sean Tucker and Taj Harris. That's it. It's not like this is a ACC caliber football team. They just play in that conference.
14 out of 15. Their only loss was on the road by one to NC State last season. And they covered that game.
Covered. They beat Coastal Carolina, too. It has the makings. I wrote it up in the preview. I mean, over 9 wins. They got some tricky spots, Liberty moving forward. You got UAB next week on the road. That's a tricky spot.
No one's watching that game.
Obviously, you play Ole Miss November 6th. That's massive for Liberty. They play Louisiana in November. But this is a big game. And this is an island spot. And like I talked about earlier this week, my overreaction, Malik Willis to be number one overall pick. He needs to show up.
He's talented. I'm with you on that number one pick train, but he's good enough to get past the Orangemen of Syracuse.
Somebody has if it's gonna be a quarterback, somebody's gotta do it.
Here's the other thing. Liberty in 3 games has yet to turn the football over.
Good. Don't
jinx. That's how you win football games.
Yep, absolutely.
You protect the football. And you extend drives.
Fighting you freezes,
baby. The more
baby.
Disciplined team is going to be the team to win the game, and that's Liberty.
That game tomorrow at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. I'm sure Scott Seidenberg will have more on that and the entire NFL
Good
and
call,
college
Scotty.
Football slate. Thanks to Warren Sapp.
QB killer.
Heard of him before. Thanks to Chris Felica. Thanks to Steve Sands. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. Scott Seidenberg. The look ahead coming up next. This has been the Nightcap right here on Visa.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.